So what day is Tuesday, October 31st? Wrong. It's Reformation Day. Don't forget it. Yeah, Reformation Day. It was on October 31, All Hallows Eve, 1517, that the Augustinian priest and university professor Martin Luther posted 95 articles for debate on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. Because of the politics and the church issues of the time, Luther's emphasis on God's grace as opposed to human works gained a swift foothold in Northern Europe, and it led to the reform of the church, the various protesting denominations, and then this morning to our gathering as Lutherans on this Reformation Day. Now, Luther was a colorful man, to say the least. He was a great preacher. He was a beloved teacher. He was an expert translator of Hebrew and Greek, laying the basis for the German language. He was also educated in the science of music. He was a lutenist, a precursor to the guitar. He wrote beloved hymn texts and tunes that could match the best musicians of his day. And of course, he wrote extensively on God's word, on theology. But he also became a consultant on society's issues. Let me give you an example. Luther died in the town in which he was born, Eisleben. He had gone there to settle a dispute in public education. When I taught at Lenoir-Rhine University, I was privileged to take the university choir on tour to Germany, and there we visited many Luther sites, including the room where Luther died in Eisleben. His last prayer, recorded as he was lying in his bed, ended with the phrase, "Take my little soul to yourself." Luther's funeral procession to Wittenberg paused at the Market Church in Halle, where today you can still see the mold of his hands and his death mask. For his funeral, he stipulated that his own hymn on Psalm 130 be sung. Well, the LR choir surrounded Luther's grave under the pulpit of Wittenberg's Castle Church to sing a setting of his final prayer. We also visited the town church called St. Mary's, where Luther regularly preached. He was a pastor who felt deeply for his people. Though we think of Luther as a larger-than-life figure, it is this view of him that speaks to us today. Martin Luther had a pastor's heart. He had a deep love and compassion for his people. It was in 1529 that Luther wrote the text and tune of A Mighty Fortress, which we sang at the beginning of our liturgy. And that hymn is based on Psalm 46, our psalm for today. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, Luther's hymn has often been called the battle hymn of the Reformation. But do you know what he called it? He entitled it A Song of Comfort. A Song of Comfort. A Pastor's Heart. Luther wanted to allay the fears of his parishioners with the news that our Savior has come to lead us through terror, through violence, through war. To champion us, as it were. To bring us out of the realm of death into the wonder, into the beauty of life with God. Luther's message was that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We need this message more than ever, don't we? As a society, we are frozen in our politics, incapable of doing much about the ills of life together. We are uncertain as to the future, even as to whether we will live or die this day at the hands of another. We need to hear that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God broke into our troubled world to save us through the life and death of Jesus of Nazareth. And God is with us here this morning, now, comforting us with the Spirit's presence, reminding us that we are loved now and forever. Whenever Luther faced dark days, and he faced many of them, he would shout out, "But I am baptized. I am baptized." We too must affirm our own baptism each day. And in that way, remember that God is our refuge and strength now and through whatever is to come. God is our comfort. God is our courage to help us oppose the evils of this world. Because make no mistake, evil lurks all around us and within each of us. I know that you, like me, are concerned about the well-being of the hostages taken in the Middle East. Have you ever thought of yourself as a hostage? That's precisely what Jesus says in our gospel. Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. We are chained to sin. We have been taken hostage by our own evil actions and intentions. As hard as we try, we fail to care for ourselves and others. As hard as we try, we avoid communication that can lead to forgiveness and reconciliation. As hard as we try, we so often are spineless in correcting bad behaviors or in addressing hurtful actions. Aren't we tired of being hostages? Don't we desperately want to be free? Is there anyone who can save us? Luther's prayer for peace provides the answer. Grant peace, we pray, in mercy, Lord. Peace in our time, O send us. For there is none on earth but you, none other to defend us. You only, Lord, can fight for us. Today, through our songs, through our baptism, through God's word and the meal we share, the Lord fights for us with weapons of the Spirit, Luther says. God enters into our lives to free us from the harm that we would do to ourselves or to others. Jesus forgives our failings here at the table of the Lord and sets us back on the path of life. And the Spirit sighs with us in our grief, in our despair. The Spirit prays the words when we cannot pray or do not know how to pray. It is the Lord who fights for us, who fights for our life, for our loyalty, for our renewal in baptism, for reconciliation in our families and in the world. The Lord fights to set us free from sin so that we can truly be His disciples. Jesus' words from the cross, "It is finished." Well, that is the battle cry of victory that assures us that God is for us, not against us. So our gospel for today ends, "So if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed." A class of Luther's students were perturbed one day. He had just lectured to them that they no longer had to depend on works for salvation because Jesus' death on the cross had set them free by God's grace. And so they asked him, "Won't this freedom just cause turmoil in society?" But Luther himself responded with a question. "Since you now have been saved by Christ, since you now are set free from sin, death, and the devil, what do you want to do with your freedom?" Since we too have been set free, what do we want to do with our freedom? Because Christ has freed us, we don't have to do good works. But by virtue of our freedom, we get to do good works. We get to help others in need. We get to work for peace in the world or in our communities, in our families. Our response to God's grace is to live in that grace. We get to be God's grace for others, to love unconditionally, to give others, to give to others as God has given so graciously to us. Now, a pastoral vacancy is a difficult time for a congregation. As we celebrate this Reformation, it's the perfect time to stress the importance of this family of God, why we are together in the first place. God gives us the freedom and the strength to continue in Jesus' word, to be present here in worship, to take Jesus' word seriously, because he said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. If we continue together to hear the good news, the words and actions of our Lord and Savior, then we are truly being Jesus' disciples. This is not something we have to do. It is something we get to do. We will be living out of God's grace and allowing God to act in our lives and in our life together. Here, God comforts us. Here, God encourages us. Here, with the weapons of the Spirit, God fights for us. Through us, God's grace will touch the lives of others, brothers and sisters. And in the process, they will come to know what we believe and profess, that God is our refuge. God is our strength, a very present help in trouble. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.